times.
No.
Well. Good. That's the impression that I get.
Welcome to the End of the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. It is November now. We have not done a podcast in the month of November since last year. What's going on? Just got a little Apple update that said election day is tomorrow. And there's nothing better about politics than just you have a stance, I have a stance. We're not going to change each other's minds, but let's argue about it for 30 minutes and then hate each other and go back to our houses. Like, can you believe he thinks like that? And then your wife has to sit there and listen to you. Be like, yeah, honey, you know, he thinks that way. And then she just sets the chili on the table. She sets the chili on the table, and then you sit there, and you're messing with it. Like, I really just can't believe it. And you go to put more cheese on it, and she's like, really? More cheese? And you're like, can I go to work? Can I just go to work every day? If I want another scoop of cheese, I want the cheese. She's like, you don't have to yell at me. And you don't have to yell at me. And your kids sit at the end of the table. Hearing this, she's kind of decent, she or he, or if they haven't made up their mind yet. Oh, that's a topical joke for 2023. They're sitting at the end of the table like, mom and dad, you know? I actually heard the funniest joke ever this past weekend. I was watching on Netflix. I was going to watch Get Gotti on Netflix. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but it's a pretty good show. I fell asleep through it like four times. So that's not an indictment on the show. I just suck, and I turn it on super late at night. I get sleepy, you know me, and then I go to bed. So I fall asleep, wake up, like, oh, fuck, I missed it. So I got to rewatch this. I'm always 15 minutes behind. And then I'm like, I remember this, and then I'm like, I don't remember this. So, yeah, it's just me and movies, man. The funniest thing about people when they ask me about movies, if it's not being put on TikTok in 75 different parts with Subway Surfers underneath of it, I haven't seen the movie. In the last 10 years, all right? Just go ahead and any new movie that's come out. If it's not on TikTok, it's 78 different parts with Subway Surfers underneath. I'm probably not going to see it. But the joke that I saw was like, this guy was in a healthy relationship. I don't know who it was on Netflix, but he has a special out, I guess. And he says, he's like, you know, my new girlfriend, she had a healthy relationship with her parents, and they would never fight when the kids were in the same room. They'd go to a different room. And he said that my parents, I felt like, used to wait until I got home to want to just get after it. Which is, I mean, I've never related to something more in my life. Dude, I remember it used to be so embarrassing. You'd have the windows open. I don't even know if my parents would care if I talked about this. Ain't nobody listening to this shit anyways. But it used to be so embarrassing because my parents would fight. I'd be in the... And they wouldn't even fight about shit that mattered. Like, in hindsight, like, they weren't mad at each other. They're still together, so I guess it all worked out. Or they worked it out, or they just forgot about it. They are in the two-stroke club, so, but I just remember my parents, I'd be outside playing basketball thinking I'd ever be fucking good at that sport, and, you know, it's funny to think that I thought I'd be good at basketball considering my body type and my athletic ability. I was for sure more of a baseball player, just, you know, was not a basketball guy. I got thick legs, you know, I got little short arms. I'm definitely more of like a third baseman, second baseman build. Maybe a lanky, maybe like a short left fielder. I'm not a lanky guy, so compact. 6 feet tall, though, if I stretch in the morning. But yeah, my parents, I'd just be outside shooting basketball, having this made-up fantasy in my life that I was hitting game-winning shots for some teams. Did you guys ever have that? You know, you had made up a whole league and a whole team that you were on with all these great players, and somehow you just keep winning the game. It's always came down to you with the ball. That was the best about being a kid. You go outside with a basketball, you have a hoop, and you make up a whole fantasy. you're the best player in the world in this fantasy. You're signing $200 million contracts. You're making trade demands. You're hitting game-winning shots in regular season games that don't matter. Every time your team somehow gets to game seven, and it's somehow a tight game at the end, and you have the ball with 10 seconds left, and if you miss, it goes off the rim, and you're like, oh, fuck, 8 seconds, the clock wasn't running, and you shoot again, and it goes in. Oh, what a crazy ending. Imagine that scenario playing out in real life. Oh, the clock wasn't running at the biggest possession of the game. Give him a redo. That was the best about being a kid, man. You just go outside for hours and just sweat. I remember one time I wanted to drink milk, and my mom looked at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? I went inside. I was playing basketball for, like, I don't know, let's say 6 hours, probably. It's on a Saturday. You just go outside, started hooping. And, you know, I would just shoot and shoot. I'd come inside, like, Mom, do we have milk? She's like, why the hell do you want milk? And I'm like, I don't know, I'll get big and strong. She's like, you're going to drink milk? It's 90 degrees outside. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I didn't say that. I was probably like 7. But I remember her just being like, get lost, kid. You're not drinking milk. Take a water. Go get a Coca-Cola. The fuck was I even talking about? Who cares? How's it going with you guys? Huh? How was your week? How was your Halloween? I have a funny story. That's why we're here, Ryan. You're here to tell funny stories. It's a comedy podcast. Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's not just my therapy. But yeah, we were handing out candy. Dana's family comes over. Her parents come over. And we're sitting in the driveway. And, you know, we're all out there. And there's nothing I hate more. And listen. And this didn't even happen, but there's nothing I hate more than people that fucking bitch. Okay? You ever hanging out with people that are just bitching all the time? Or they're just complaining? Like, you go somewhere, it's going to be cold, and those people are just like, ooh, it's cold. But, yeah, we knew that, man. Look at guess what time of year it is? The winter time. It's going to be cold. We're doing this, though. Don't bitch about it. Oh, man, it's hot outside. No shit. No shit. It's the middle of June. What did you expect? Oh, man, it's raining. Well, yeah. It's going to rain. I hate people that complain. I'm complaining about people that complain, so that's just complainception. But I just remember her parents came over, sitting outside, handing out candy, sitting around the solo stove. Great invention. Solo stove. If you want to provide, is my voice, provide a promo code for the people, I'd be more than delighted to, I will be more than delighted to promote the solo stove product, because I love the solo stove product. I am a user of the solo stove, smokeless fire pit. It's the way to go. You would think this is a paid ad. It is not. They're never going to see this. No big deal. But we're sitting around the solo stove and we're handing out candy, and this kid walks up and it's near the end of the night. I'm just kind of handing out. We didn't get that many trick-or-treaters. I think it has something to do with trunk or treat. So they're going out in the city anymore because parents don't like kids going out to random people's houses anymore because everyone's so fucking paranoid. You know, if I have one thing, I don't want to go, oh, back in my day, it used to be so much better. I have a complaint with Halloween and with just people. Everybody thinks everything is a conspiracy. I don't know if it's because we all have had the internet now for roughly 25, 30 years of common use, and really so much the last 10, where it feels like you could just say shit on the internet and then just be like, well, I don't know. Like, the drugs and candy thing is so funny. Like, they're putting fentanyl in candy. What? What do you mean by that? I bought my fucking candy at Target in a sealed bag. How'd they get drugs in it? And I'll be honest, the people that live on my street must just, you know, if you're thinking bad people are putting drugs in candy, there's people on my street that are just, I guess, Halloween Scrooges that have their lights off and they're just sitting inside, and normal Tuesday night for them. So if anybody was going to be putting drugs in their candy, it's the people that are just, you know, not handing out candy, I guess. But what? No, why would they even go through the trouble? Anyways, but I think these trunk-or-treats have, like, eliminated trick-or-treating because they do them on, like, the weekends, you know, because nobody wants to be inconvenienced. Everything's got to be fucking right now, right now, right now. Oh, God forbid you got to hang out with your kid for 2 hours on a fucking Tuesday, you know? Ryan, you're being super insensitive to parents who have to work, and they work late. Okay, well, fuck you then. I don't know. What do you want me to do? Not everybody's going to be happy. Maybe that's why I should stop bitching. All right, I'll take a sip of my Oasis Vibe Sparkling Prickly Pear Lime Edition Celsius. Nothing makes you feel like more of a strong man before going to the gym, before sucking one of these Oasis Vibe Prickly Pear Lemon Lime Editions down. Hi, I'm Ryan Woods for Celsius. Sparkling Oasis Vibe really gets me going through a workout. The essential energy that accelerates my metabolism and burns fat really gets me rearing to go. But anyways, free ad for Celsius. But we're sitting outside and I'm handing out candy. I'm handing out a shit ton of pieces, right? I don't give a damn. I like guessing the kids' costumes as they walk up. One kid was dressed up as like a woman, whatever. She walks up and she's, you know, dressed as it looked like the girl from Toy Story, whatever her name is, the cowgirl. But I was like, oh, you're John Wayne. And she's like, I'm not John Wayne. And she got all mad at me. And I put her in her little pillowcase there. And then a lot of Wednesday Addams this year. A lot of Jenna Ortega Wednesday Addams, which I thought was pretty kinky. A lot of older girls going as Wednesday Addams. And then who else was out there? A lot of Spider-Man, a lot of Captain America, a lot of young groups of kids, a lot of middle school kids running up and going like Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas instead of Trick or Treat. You know, I was in the right. I could have punched them in the face if I felt like it. How many fifth graders could I take down? I don't know, six. And then this one kid at the end of the night, he's coming up. And all I really have left now at this point are like Hershey's and Reese's, Dots and Starburst, whatever the bag was full of shit. And I hand him candy. I give him like four pieces of candy. And I gave him Hershey bar. And I know there's a Hershey bar and there's definitely other shit in there. And then there was Dots. And he looks up at me. He's fucking 4 feet tall. And he looks up at me and he goes, oh, and you're giving out Dots? And he flings his bag over his shoulder and walks away. And I wanted to take him by his little fucking head and just take him to wherever his parents were and be like, raise this kid better, and just clock him upside the head and just walk away. Like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Oh, you're giving out Dots? You say that shit when you get home if you got shitty candy. You don't tell the kids, you don't tell the people at the house, oh, and you're giving out Dots? Hey, little I'll dunk you in this fire. Where are your parents at? You weak-ass costume, huh? Start getting really personal with them. I'll bet your parents don't even love you, huh? You like listening to your parents fight? You like listening to your parents fight? Your parents don't even love you. Fucking little shit. Anyways. I just hate it, you know? I just hate kids. There's no worse age for kids than the middle school age. None. Absolutely zero. Like, if you have a middle schooler in your life, I pray for you. And I'm not even religious. But if you have a middle schooler in your life, I pray for you. Because that shit sucks. I was a shitty middle schooler. So I can't even imagine what it's like now. But yeah, what else did I do this week? I had a thought at the gym this weekend. I was at the gym just working out, you know me, getting swolled up. I have to admit something. This isn't supposed to be weird, and I know it's going to come off weird, and I know people want to go to the gym and look their best and have all their, you know, do whatever they need to do to become in a positive mindset. I know, you know, sue me because I'm the bad vibes guy here. But I swear, I go to the gym and I see more of a girl's and guy's body because of the shorts that come up. Guys are wearing them up to their hip bones. Girls are wearing tight clothes that leave nothing to the imagination. Ladies, I'm seeing more of ladies and guys at the gym then you'd be willing to show somebody that was taking you on a first date. There was a girl working out, and I'm working out too, right? You know me. I'm doing the overhead tricep extension. and she's in front of me. And she's picking something up, or she's doing like RDLs or whatever. And I'm like, I put it down, and I go like that, and I'm like, oh. And I like almost walked up to her. I'm like, you want me to take you to Applebee's or something for what I just got? Like, I don't know. You want to go get Dollaritas? Like, what the hell? Like, it was almost like instinctual. I was like, well, I have to take you to dinner now. Jesus Christ. Because I look, and I'm not trying to be creepy. I know it's going to sound creepy. I know there's a lot of creepy people at the gym. I don't know what it is about the way people go to the gym. I go to the gym in this sweatshirt and shorts that come to my knee. You'd think I thought it was like, you'd think I was trying to dress like fucking Limp Bizkit the way I'm going to the gym. Okay? You'd think I was goddamn Fred Durst with the baggy clothes I wear to the gym, the way the whole trend is going. Because I'm not wearing some bright set. Dudes are wearing leggings. For what? They're also always wearing weight belts. For what? You are not, here's a PSA to men at the gym. You are not lifting heavy enough weight to be wearing a weight belt on arm day. Take the weight belt off. Thank you. Oh, you're going to, I know, everybody's going to come out, oh, blah, 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 Ryan, you don't get it. Maybe their back hurts. Get a stronger back. Bing, bang, boom. Saw this guy fucking curling with a fucking weight belt on. You sure he wasn't doing some back superset? No, he was just curling. You sure he wasn't doing some superset activity? No. But, like, I don't understand, man. I go to the gym, and you just... You wouldn't want your dad to see you like that, would you? If you're a girl, like, if you had a father in your life, would you want him to see you the way you go to the gym? I'm going to be in a real fucking conundrum if I ever have a kid. There's never going anywhere, you know? Hey, where are you going dressed like that? Oh, I'm going to the gym. Oh, yeah. What do they call the gym nowadays? Strip club? Ah, that's an old man joke. Sorry, I'm going to the different demographics, you know? The old men will fucking love that joke. Yeah, I watched a lot of football this weekend. Dana hated that I watched a lot of football this weekend. And they had the DeMar Hamlin Bowl, which is fine. Bills and Bengals. And they were talking about the adversity that DeMar Hamlin faced. And he faced a lot of adversity. He overcame a lot. But I offer you up this. I offer you up normal people adversity. The adversity that I faced when I wanted to watch college football. But I live with somebody, a woman, who wants a bunch of house projects done. So I had to do the house projects while football was on. That's called real life adversity. I got through real life adversity that we had to go to Plato's closet and she had to return a bunch of clothes or sell a bunch of clothes. And then we had to go pick them up 45 minutes later. And then it also cost me more money because then we had to go to the store to buy stuff for our home projects that I end up doing. I just want them to one time have adversity for normal people. I want them to talk about the adversity that I face when Dana, my roommate, who is also my fiance, when she's like, hey, can you check that file I just sent you? There's some shoe benches in there. She doesn't give a shit about my opinion. She'll lie to you and say she does care about my opinion, but she already knows which one she wants. And if I don't want that one, whenever Dana sends me like three options for things, fellas, I don't know if this, I'm alone in this, but whenever Dana sends me three options for things that she wants us to decide on for the house, I'm always looking at them, not for the one I want, but for the one I think she wants. So that I can avoid the conversation of, and the argument of, why do you like that one? Why do you like that one? I like this one, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm just going to be like, okay. And then she'll be like, you're not even interested. Ah. So I don't know. Am I alone in that? That's real people adversity. I'm going through that real people adversity. I'm going through the real people adversity of Dana showing me her fantasy team when my fantasy team seasons are imploding. Some of them are going well. Some of them are imploding. Why am I in so many fantasy leagues? I ask myself every year. The The issue that I have is I can't say no. So I'm in so many fantasy leagues, and then I'm watching a game where I'm like, okay, I need that guy to do well, but then he can't do well there. If he does well, I also lose. Da, 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 and it builds upon itself. It's a fucking nightmare. That's real people adversity. Real people adversity is being in too many fantasy leagues. Somebody was like, DeMar Hamlin didn't ask for all this publicity. I'm like, I know he didn't. But that doesn't mean I can't make fun of it. He's got his fucking number retired on the back of an ambulance. You know what I mean? Fuck. But yeah, Cleveland Browns beat the Arizona Cardinals, who are not a professional football team. I've been there, Cardinals fans. Like, if you're actually a Cardinals fan, if any of those people exist, just know I've been there. As a Cleveland Browns fan who's rooted for some bad teams, I've been there. I've seen a team that can't move the ball, that's starting a quarterback where you're like, why are we doing that? It's because you want the number one pick. So you're going to start Clayton Tune and you're going to fucking like it. Then you're going to pick a guy that you guys are going to argue about for the next 10 to 15 years. Or 4 to 5 years. And we'll just see how it goes. How'd Deshaun Watson look? Pretty good. Pretty good. I would say he looked all right. You know, if his whole plan is play against the bad teams, this is going well. Okay? Tennessee Titans have a bad... I mean, he played the Titans. Like, people are talking about the Titans game. Like, it was some Super Bowl. And then they're talking about the Cardinals. Like, yeah, I'm happy that he's playing well in the games he should be playing well in. That is a fact. I just need to see it against the Ravens, who they happen to play next week. So that'll be fun. What could go wrong? I saw that the NBA started up. I saw that NBA players are already sitting out. Why is that? Oh, that's right. Soft-ass league. Saw the NHL is back. I don't care about the NHL, the NBA, until January, February. So basically when football is over. Software from Google LLC added items that can run in the background. You can manage this in login item settings. Well, why would you allow them to do that, Apple? Huh? Why would you let them do that? Any big plans for daylight savings time? The best thing about daylight savings time is it's just dark out now. Early. Awesome. And it being dark out early actually does prove one thing. That I'm just not as productive as I ever think I'm going to be. Because once it gets dark out, I'm like, up, that's over. Yep, can't do that today. I guess we'll work on that tomorrow. And then tomorrow it'll be dark out again. I'm like, darn, you know? So I wish I would have gotten to that. Whoops. But now we can move back all the way around. Real people adversity is not knowing what time it was yesterday morning when I woke up. Even though my phone and all the clocks in this house do it for ourselves. I was like, fuck, it feels late. And Dan's like, well, because it's an hour behind. I'm like, what? It was like 7:30. I woke up and I was like, what time is it? She's like, 7:30. I'm like, wow, it feels a little bit later than that. She's like, well, we gained an hour. I'm like, don't fucking talk to me like that. And I rolled back over. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I felt like Tony Soprano. Like, I like the one with some pulp. I was like, what the fuck do you mean we lost an hour or gained an hour? She's like, we gained an hour because clocks fell back. I'm like, oh, we're doing that shit still? I thought that shit was over. She's like, no, it'll be over next time. I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, election day. When you're listening to this, it'll be election day where I live. And I got to be honest with you, man. I got to be honest. The greatest topics of all time are on the ballot. We've been over this, but there's nothing better than a good old-fashioned election day where people can just argue like a MF. Nothing better. Issue 1 in the state of Ohio. Abortion. Totally non-controversial. Issue 2. Weed. Just another down the middle answer on that one. Let's go. What an awesome I've been just inundated with ads, and this judge keeps sending me so many fucking ads to my house. There's a guy that's running for mayor. Ugh, got a busy day tomorrow. So much on my plate as a citizen of this fucking town. When will there be a guy who's just like, you know what you do? Infrastructure. Like, I'd be all for, like, let's get the roads fixed. There'd be nobody unemployed in my city. Nobody unemployed in my city. They would just be working on the roads day in, day out. There'd be no trash. Prisoners, guess what? You can get time knocked off your sentence. Every day you're out there working the lots, getting shit cleaned up, you get a day knocked off your sentence. How about that? Wow, I just solved it. What are the logistics of that? Doesn't fucking matter. I solved it. Doesn't make them, no, it doesn't make them whatever amendment you people are going to bring up. No, this is them working for time off, time back. I'll even throw them a couple $20. Lord knows this city's not using it right. I just have people going around. I would start a landscaping service for the city. You could pay the city $15 or whatever the fuck. It'll be cheap because it won't be real landscapers. It'll be prisoners, but they'll fucking go to work. You know what I mean? Will they steal from you? No, they'll be watched by police because we're going to get more police. We're going to get more guards and shit. I mean, I'm just creating jobs left and right. Infrastructure. Call me FDR. I'm coming up with new deals. That's the great new deal. Yeah, so I think that'll be it for the podcast. You know, I think that there is something to be said for, maybe there's a good mayor out there somewhere, but who knows, you know? It's all a bunch of red tape out there, boys. I actually read a story today about Sam Cooke, you know, the singer who died, got shot and killed by a lady of the night because they're going to rob him. Isn't that crazy? Look that up. That's your weekly homework. Look up the Sam Cooke murder and tell me what you think in the email at ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. Follow me at the links below. And I think that's my music. Wow. I guess that's that time of the week again, huh? Time where we say goodbye. Enjoy your week. Have fun. Talk to you next week. Love you guys. Peace.
No more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.